Okay, Chevra, we studied much of Malicha in Simin Kufhei. Basically, there's a din of Maliach Kiroseach, and the din of Maliach Kiroseach requires enough salt she'enu nechal machmas molcho, enough salt that you can't really eat it. What precisely that meant, we spoke about in Simin Kufhei, and it's a tesis on Kufyud Beis, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael, who we mentioned is the only Baal HaTosfos who has two names. Like, my name is Ezra Yair. I think many of us probably have more than one name. Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael, at least that's what Rabbi Bleich said when we did this tesis in Shir. Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael says that Eino Necho Machmas Molcho has to be that you're preserving the meat, effectively. That you're trying to save the meat, like, for before refrigeration for the winter. It's a considerable amount of salt. Others understand, the Rabbeinu Tam says, that Malicha L'Kedera is also called Eino Necho Machmas Molcho. And Rabbeinu Tam tells too the dinim of Malicha to remove Dam to the dinim of Malicha to say Malich Kiroseach. These are all topics that we focused on earlier. The Gemara in Kuf Yud Beis, however, says that there's an exception to the requirement of Eino Nechal Machmas Molcho. And that is what we'll discuss today, which is found in Sadi Aleph Se'if Zayin. It says in the Gemara, Hahu Bar Gozla D'Nofal Kado D'Kamka. There was a Bar Gozla, is like a pigeon. It's, you know, pigeons, they're like around New York City, they float, fly around a lot. So you have a pigeon that fell into a jar of milchik salad dressing. So Shariyei Rav Chinina Brei D'Rava Mipashrunya. So Rav Chinina said it's permitted, even though it's a pigeon, which is fleshic, and it fell into milchik dressing. So the Gemara is, and it's not just milchik dressing, it's kimka, it's kutach, which is very salty milchik dressing. But it still is going to be permitted. So Man Chakim L'Mishrei Ki Haigavna Ilav Rav Chinina Brei D'Rava Mipashrunya. So Rava says, who's as smart as Reb Chinina Brei D'Rava Mipashrunya? He's the only one who could have been matir this, because Kasava Ki Amashua Malich Rikoyseach Hanimi Lehecha De'enu Necho Machmas Molcho Aval Haikutach Is Necho Machmas Molcho. Right? In other words, he's saying that the reason why the pigeon is going to be permitted is because it is Nechal Machmas Molcho. The kutach is not so salty. It's still considered nechal machmas molcho. That's why there's no din of maliach kiroseach. But then the Gemara adds a few caveats, which is what we're discussing now. Vahani mili chai, aval tzli boi klipa. Zok the Gemara, this is true only if a chai pigeon, a raw pigeon, falls into the kutach. Right? That's the only time that it's heter gomor. But if you had a tzli pigeon, let's say you roast some chicken and then it falls in, then you require klipa. And if it's ispapili, the whole thing is usher. If there are cracks, the whole thing is usher. The metabol betuavlin, also the whole thing is usher. And if there's spuds on it, the whole thing is usher. So effectively what the Gemara is saying is that the din of Eino Nechal Machmas Molchai, which is going to be mutter, is only true if it's not a piece of tzli. If it's a piece of tzli, if it's a piece of roasted meat, so then even though there's not that much salt in it, it's going to be usher al kopanim kedei klipa. And if there are holes in it, or there are tavlin on it, then the whole thing is usher. Now the Rishonim have a number of points of dispute here that end up becoming machlokesim lahalacha. First of all, when we talk about tzli, that tzli is usher kedei klipa, like it says in the Gemara, are we talking about a piece of tzli roteach, a piece of boiling tzli? Right? In other words, is the situation that some hot meat fell into the milchik dressing, and that's when it's usher kedei klipa? Or are we talking about tzli tzonein, that it's cold meat that fell into the milchigi dressing. And as we know from reading the Shulchan Aruch, this is a machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. No? The Mechaber says that this sli, which is also kedei klipa, the din is true only if it's roteach. Apparently, if I have a piece of tzonein tzli for the mechaber, you could just rinse it off, and it's all going to be kosher v'yosher, no? It's all going to be great. But if you have a piece of roteach tzli, then according to mechaber, potentially it's going to be aser kedei klipa. But the Ramold, even for a piece of tzonein tzli, it's going to be aser kedei klipa, zulas, if there's hefsin meruba. If there's hefsin meruba, then the Ramah feels that you can rely on the opinion that the Mechaber quotes, which is that only roteach tzli is aser kedei klipa. Good? Now, when you read the Beis Yosef tells us that the shita, that the tzli has to be roseach, the shita of the Mechaber, is found in the Rashba and Teres Habayis and Gimel Mibbeis, and it's found in the Ran on Mimalaf on Mibbeis. Both the Rashba and the Ran, and it's also Ravid, and as the Shach points out in Oskof Aleph, it's also Rashi. The Shach says that the Maharshal says he couldn't find the Rashi, but that's because the Maharshal was only learning Chulin. And if you'd read the Rashis in Psachim, Ayin Vav, you'd see that Rashi also holds that the din is true only if it is roseach, only if it's a boiling piece of tzli. Good? Now, this shita, though, requires a shtickle analysis. Because over what I have over here is a hot piece of meat that's landing in milchik salad dressing. We are only lamaisa, according to the Mechaber, going to aser it kedei klipa. No? That's it. Now, if I'm a Maharshal Jew, and I hold that Dover Gush asers like a Kli Rishon, so then what I have is a Dover Gush. No, I have a chunk of meat. Right? It's a chunk of pigeon. Right? A drumpf. Right? Drumpf is like the sound of a pigeon that hits a windshield. It's kayadua. You have no idea what I'm talking about. That's amazing. But the fact is, right, the fact is that it's a dover gush. L'cha ora, this Rashba, Ran, Ravid, Rashi, right? These are four heavy hitters among the Rishonim, are not saying that dover gush is mevashal. And that is a ha'ara that is worth putting in our pipes and smoking and enjoying this ha'ara. Because l'cha'ira, I think it's mavur. No, is there any way out of this one? Isn't it clear that Dover Gush is not going to be mevasha like a Kli Rishon? It's only Asur Kedei Klipa, no? Acharei Kechlos HaKos, only Asur Kedei Klipa. By the way, and I should point out that the Shach understands that according to the Ramah Lahalacha, even if it's Tzli Roseach, it's only Aser Kedei Klipa. No? This is an amazing Shach in Ais Chavav. Remember, the Ramah says, even if they're Tzonanim, it's going to be Dina Hachi. Even if it's a piece of cold tzli that lands in my kutach, still it requires klipa. Zuck the Shach, read the words. The Ramah saying, even if it's tzonein, it requires klipa. That means, if it's roseach, it also requires klipa. No? So the Shach and Oschof Vav points out that milashon zeh it's mashma dibaha modala mechaber debetzli roseach nami dina hachi, that if it's not metuba betavlin and there's no bekaim, klipa is sufficient. But if klipa is sufficient, that means that we are neming on that there is no such thing as davar gush. Ha'ara 1. Ha'ara 2.
That
just
to test on cover.
What? Whoa. I did not say to Tal Gavar yet. We'll talk about that in a minute. That's a Shas of Katan Chof Gimel. Talk about that in 1 minute. Right? First of all, we pass into Tal Gavar. And therefore, this is a case that L'chayr is also Kidei Klipa. Right? Because you have Elyon Cham and Kar Tachton. But I would say that the case of Tita Gavar is talking about when they're both solids, right? Or they're both liquids or something. Or a liquid on top of a solid. But what about a solid into a liquid? So a solid into a liquid, I would have said, is subject to the rules of Dover Gush. Because it's a solid mass. And it should be Mavasha wherever it lands, no? Unless you want to say, one of the biggest chidushim in Judaism, that the Mishnah Berurah is wrong. Ready? Dovar Gush. That's a din of a Kli Rishon. The classical case of a Dovar Gush, a din of a Kli Rishon, is I have a Dovar Gush at the bottom, and the liquid lands on top of it. No? Let's say I have a hot steak. It's in a Kli Sheni even, but it's a Dovar Gush. So when the liquid goes on top of it, so then it's Mevashel, because it's like a Dovar Gush. Is there a musig of Dover Gush going in the opposite direction? When the Dover Gush is on top and the stuff is on bottom. Comes along, I think in the Kinyan Deya he has this. He says, maybe not. Maybe the din of Dover Gush is only when the Dover Gush is on bottom and the cold item is on top. And it's Mavashal that way. And if that's the case, Imkenim HaDavarim, so the Mishnah Berurah is not correct. Remember the famous Mishnah Berurah that like we were all handling with 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when we're kashering for Pesach? The Mishnah Berurah has a chumrah that when I kasher my counters for Pesach, I'm supposed to be worried that maybe I put a hot noodle kugel on my counter directly. No? And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says it's not sufficient to kasher my counters for Pesach with Irui. I need an Evan Meluban. No? Remember this Mishnah Berurah? I need an Evan Meluban? I have my whole chap about using my iron that my wife thinks I'm going to kill myself every year, so I don't do it so much anymore because she's worried for my life. But I think it still works. Right? That you put water on the counter, and then you make the counter a Kli Rishon by putting the Dovar Gush, your Evan Meluban, your hot stone, on the counter, and rubbing it on the counter, and then it makes the counter Kli Rishon, because maybe the counter absorbed Ayde Kli Rishon with my hot noodle kugel, no? That's how you stand Mishnah Berurah. According to our Shtickle Torah that we're saying now, good morning, America! According to our Shtickle Torah that we're saying now, maybe the din of Dover Gush that has a status of a Kli Rishon, and we're machmer this way in Hilchos Shabbos, the Chol HaBachos, maybe that's only when the Dover Gush is on bottom. And the Dover Gush is on top, Mehira Tesir is such a din, and therefore the counter wouldn't require kashering that way, and if it would require kashering, you couldn't kasher it that way. Right? Because Dover Gush is only what's on bottom. Why this would be true in Lomdus, I don't know. But it certainly is something that's worth not only putting it in our pipe and smoking it, but enjoying it. Because it's a good har, I think. So far, so good?
Then out the says.
Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes in the Rashba. Are you talking about right here in Sadi Av Sif Zayin? Yeah. We'll talk about that. The Shachin Chav Gim, I think we'll quote the one that you're referring to. We'll talk about that in a second. You have the same on page Tuf Beis?
Yeah.
It's a slightly different kasha, I think. We'll talk about the kasha right now. Ready? Comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba says, hold it. We know that the rule is that we pass into Ta'a Gvar, right? We spoke about this, I don't know, Tuesday, right? To Ta'a Gvar. That means that if the hot item's on bottom, so it's going to be Mevash, it's going to be Osir Bekulo. The hot item's on top, it's only going to be Osir Kedei Klipa. We pass in, like Shmuel, to Ta'a Gvar, not like Rav. Oh. In this case, Frek the Rashba, Abam Kasha. The Rashba asks, what happens is I have a hot piece of meat that goes into my kutach. No? A hot piece of tzlei. According to the Rashba, the ofen in the Gemara of Bar Gozla Denafal Akada de Kimka is it's a tzlei roseach. Like the Machaber says, a hot piece of meat falls in. And it's aser kedei klipa, l'cha ora, because of rules of tita agvar, that the bottom item overpowers the top item. But for the Rashba, anyone who studied, and unfortunately Drury's not here now, because he's our chemist and our physicist together. But anyone who studied science knows that when you put a solid into a liquid, the solid don't float on top of the liquid, b'derech klal. The solid drops to the bottom. You're masking, Kevin? Hey, so the solid drops to the bottom. So frek the Rashba and frek the Shach and Sifkatin Chav Gimel, he asks a question, I don't understand. Ein lahakshos hechzagi beklipa halo hecholav rach v'chazar hatzli shenafo letocho kimisbasho betocho. Frek the Rashba, this should not be a case of cham elyon and kar tachtoin, because it becomes cham tachton and kar elyon, because the gozel, my pigeon, dropped to the bottom, and then my kutach is on top. And if that's the case, it should be a situation of, right, tita'agvar, but tita'agvar punt vakert. Tita'agvar, that the pigeon is at the bottom, and the milk dressing is on top, and it should be aser what? I would have said it should be aser bekulay. Although there are some who assume that for some reason this is only going to be also kedei netila, and that might require a little advanced talmud that maybe we talk about if I'm in a good mood in a few minutes. But the fact is, the Rashba has a bam kasha. Why is it that we are saying that the pigeon is only aser kedei klipa lecha oira? It should be like the din of tita agvar with the pigeon at the bottom. And therefore, it should be aser more than kedei klipa. No? So the Rashba answers, kevin shenafal l'toch echolav havalei kecham l'toch tzonin. Afal pish hatzli shokei l'toch echolav v'acholot tzafa hatzli eina ketzon tocham dekol shehu b'mkomo gover u'mkarer hatzli shenafal l'tocho. That's the line. In other words, the Rashba answers, give up the days. The Rashba answers that since the kimka, since the milchik dressing is bimkomo, therefore that's considered the tita'a. When I talk about ila agvar, tita'a agvar, the definition of top and bottom is not top and bottom. The item that is at rest has more kayach over the item in motion. No? The item at rest has more kayach over the item in motion. There's a Rav Sof Avodah Zarah who has that. That would take us a little afield. But the fact is, item at rest, the kimka, has more kayach over the item in motion. And therefore, the pigeon, even though I'm very close, at the bottom, but the pigeon ends up being considered the ila'a, not the tita'a, ad kan divrei harashba. Good? Now. Toisvis, on Sadi Vavin Chulin, basically has a different take on all of Judaism. All of Judaism. Toisvis writes, we learned this Tosfos once upon a time when we learned Tzli back in Kuf Hei. It was a long time ago, but you should remember because we just had a Bechina on this. But we learned Tzli, was this on the, yeah. Oh, this was not on this Bechina. We had a Bechina on this like a few months ago, so how much you remember, Kayada. But I have no idea which end is up. I don't know. the fact is that Tosfos in Chulin is discussing how much is Tzli going to be Usher. And Tosfos has a yesod that he thinks Tzli should aser kedei netila, not kedei klipa, because as Tosfos points out, the din of kedei klipa we find only in the context of ila'a and tita'a gvar, only in the context of what we'll call irui, and nowhere else is there a din of kedei klipa. Right, that's Tosis. Against the Rashba, right? The Rashba wanted to say that maybe fundamentally Tzli is also only Aser Kedei Klipa. So in the context of this Tosis says, but one second, if you're telling me that Tzli Aser Kedei Netila, how come our Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis about the Bar Gozla that fell into the Kamka, right? How come in our Gemara it's Aser Kedei Klipa? Right? Tosis holds that Kedei Klipa is a concept that is not applicable to Tzli. So how come our Gemara says that by Tzli it's Aser Kedei Klipa when it's not true? Because Tosis holds that Tzli is always Aser Kedei Netila. And for Tosis on Tzadi Vav, Tosis said, right now, if you read the Tosis carefully, there's one diuk in the Tosis which is very pregnant with meaning. Right, Tosis says, "Lekamon in parakol habasar do amar Rav hahu bar goza de nafal lekamka de nafal legol kamka de kada whatever it is that requires klipa." So Tosis asks Akasha that Rav says you require klipa. Our Gemara does not have Rav. Our Gemara has Rev Chinina Brederov Ami Pashrunya. No? Our Gemara does not have Rav. Tosis has a girsa of Rav. Hold on to that. I think it's suggestive. But Tosis asks Akasha, how come we say Tzli is Aser Kedei Klipa on Kuf Yud Beis? So Tosis answers, Hasam Bitzonin Ayri. Now the Gemara is not talking about Tzli Reiseach. Tzli Reiseach is Aser Kedei Netila. But when we're talking about Tzonein, that's why it's Aser Kedei Klipa. And this Tosis, by the way, is the Makar Hadavar of the Ramah, no? Because the Ramah says that Tzli Tzonein is Aser Kedei Klipa also against the Mechaber. Right? The Mechaber is paraphrasing the Rashba, and he's paraphrasing the Ran, like we pointed out, but the Ramah is based on Tosfos, and Tosfos says that the Gemara of the pigeon into the Mochik dressing is talking about Tzonein, not Roseach. So far, so good? Oh, now. According to Tosfos, what would happen if it's Roseach? What would have happened if it's Roseach? Right, Tosis is saying it can't be that it's Roseach in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says it's only Aser Kedei Klipa. And for Tosis, if it would be Roseach, it would be Aser more than Klipa. How much would be Aser? Not abundantly clear. But you get the impression that it would be Aser Kedei Netila. And that's what Rabbi Akiva Eger picks up here on the Shach in Oschav Vav. Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes that Tosis on Tzadi Vav sounds like were it to be Roseach, you could require Netila. And Tosfos says it can't be that you require klipa, because the din of klipa is only formulated by iruy, by cham letoich tzaynein. And this case of the geizel into the kika would be more than cham letoich tzaynein. Right? Now, one second. Zuck the Chavastas and Rebbe Kivager. Rebbe Kivager blives Shver on this point. But the Chavastas and Os Yud Gimel says this for real. They say, oh, you know what you really see from Tosis? You see that Tosis is arguing on the entire Rashba. Let's go slowly, ladies and gentlemen. The Rashba holds that when I define Ilo'a and Tata'agvar, the Rashba says that the object at rest is Tata'a. And the object in motion is Iloah. And therefore, when the pigeon lands in the milchik dressing, the pigeon is ilaka. If the pigeon would be ilaka, so then I would understand why there is kidei klipa on the pigeon. If it's a hot pigeon, right? Because what we're saying is that's a main case of kamra tov tzonin, right? And you should require kidei klipa. But Tosfos says, our Karthiko, we're talking about a cold pigeon, not a hot pigeon. Because if it would be a hot pigeon, you would require more than klipa. Why would I require more than klipa? Because Tosfos is saying that the hot pigeon that lands in Kutach and goes to the bottom would be the Tata'a. Because now, Akhri Kikol Sakol ended up at the bottom. Right? Again, Tosfos holds, right? The Chavis Das is pointing out. Here, should we read this Chavis Das inside? Are people following me? Is this a little too complicated? You had to have done this Tosfos. I probably, had I been around Morning Seder, I would have made a bigger deal of this Tosfos, but I was not really here. But the Chavis Das in Os Yud Gimel. Chavis Das points out that Tosfos is saying that if the pigeon is a hot pigeon, you're going to require more than kidei klipa. That means that Tosfos is arguing on the Rashba. Because according to the Rashba, the pigeon is called ila'a. And Tosfos would be saying, no, the pigeon is going to be called tata'a. So Tosfos is arguing on the entire yesod of the Rashba. That Rebbe Kiva Eger blieb schwer on this point. The Chavis Das ends up saying, oh, you see that Tosfos is arguing on the Rashba. Rosenzweig.
So why isn't it not completely usher?
Why isn't that completely usher?
So
this is a kasha that, first of all, it's not abundantly clear from Tosfos that it's not going to be completely usur. Tosfos is just saying, right, that it can't be kidei klipa. It might be that it would have been completely usur for Tosfos. Not abundantly clear. And maybe for some reason, I was like alluding to this earlier, tzli is beleya less than meat that's mavushal. I don't know why that would be true. But maybe that's what would emerge. We had another point where that came across as well.
Why does Tosfos have to be saying that the Gozal's Tadiv is at top? Why is that to be based off of that? My piece is because it's hot, it's late.
And therefore, I have contact between the hot item and the cold item. So I know the rules of that. When hot items and cold items touch, I have rules of Ilogvar and Tatagvar.
So Tosfos is assuming this is you.
Lachora, if it would be a hot pigeon, then it would be Iroi. Right? We usually think of Iroi as being liquids on top of solids, or liquids on top of liquids, but fundamentally you can have Iroi with a solid on top of something. And Tosfos is saying it can't be usur, it can't be a hot pigeon, because if it would be a hot pigeon, Tosfos says, it would not be usur kidei klipa. You see that Tosfos holds against the Rashba. That's the ha'ara of the Chavis Das. If guys are really brilliant, you can pick up the tichoi to the Chavis Das. Yeah.
If according to the Chavis Das, you say that Tosfos is holding the Ran, that the Ran holds that Bishop was the Ran, that someone was so, that, sorry, that someone is so Chavis Bonnet is.
That what?
That someone is so Chavis is Kedei Natil.
Tzonin L'toch Cham is Kedei.
Meaning that when it says that Kol Asher doesn't actually.
Maybe, but the fact is, according to Tosfos, will be a case of tzonin l'tocham, right? Even though the pigeon lands in the dressing, we view the pigeon, the hot pigeon, like it's the tata'a, like it's the lower item.
That explains why Tosfos is saying that it's
k'nei. Possibly, right? That tzonin l'tocham maybe is not going to be aser b'kulo, right? Maybe. I mean, that was an akuda that we found a little difficult. I tried to say Tzui is different. You're saying that maybe Tosfos holds fundamentally Tzulim Matochan isn't. I don't think it's Mavor that way in Tosfos elsewhere. Yeah.
Your point is about the Pirus of Ra and Kulsi Logolar?
Yeah, speak to me.
Point that if Ra and Kulsi Logolar, then you might have an understanding that then should be that.
It's exactly punk fat from all of Judaism. That's the delay. Ready? In other words, Tosus has a different girsa. Tosus's girsa is that Rav is the author of this statement. No? What does Rav hold? Rav holds Ila Agavar. Right? That means if Rav holds Ila Agavar, so therefore Frek Tosfos, one second. Maybe Tosfos really holds exactly like the Rashba. That the hot pigeon that goes into the dressing, the hot pigeon is Ila'a, but for Tosfos, if it's Ila'a, it should be Asur Bekulay. Because, right, we go like Rab, and it's Rabba Shitasa Ila'a Gavar. Right, that's the deeply for Tosfos. No, it's not that Tosfos disagrees with the Rashba in terms of how I define Ila'a and Tata'a, but Tosfos over here is saying that's only Rav Hashitaso. This point was made by the Megillah Sefer on page Lamed Aleph, Yom Rechavet. Excellent. The Megillah Sefer points this out, which I think is very good. Now, Halacha L'maisa, by the way, this can be an issue. Let's say I have some schnitzel. Schnitzel is often spicy, no? Meat that's metubal, so the din is it's going to be asur bekulay. Or milk meat that has little cracks in it should be asur bekulay. So if I have, let's say, some milk on the top shelf of the refrigerator and it spills onto some of that meat, so one could argue that it's not enough to just wipe it off and the entire meat becomes asur. That should be the pashtus al pi halacha. Look in the tshuvas of the Har Tzvi, of a Tzvi Pesach friend, in Simon Pei, where he has a kula. Maybe we should discuss this at Seder, the kula of the Har Tzvi, but the pashtus is it should be asur b'kula. That's what should emerge.